With the holidays coming up, I thought I'd do something a little easier. I know holidays usually have like these big to-dos and whatnot, but maybe you just want to bring a little something that isn't that hard to make. Well, I have the most gorgeous pepperoni cheese ball you've ever seen in your entire life. And I know it's pepperoni and it's cheese and it's a cheese ball, but it's the holidays, right? So I thought I'd teach you how to make a pepperoni cheese ball that a friend of mine makes. And I can't stop eating this thing when I make it. I have to have friends over or I'll eat the whole thing myself, and that's not good. Because it requires one tub of Cracker Barrel cheese, which is 8 ounces. If you don't have Cracker Barrel because you don't live in the middle of America, you can use any type of port wine or sweet soft cheese. You just need a soft cheese, basically. And then 8 ounces of soft cream cheese. Get 3 tablespoons of French onion dip, which, if you don't have, can make yourself with French onion soup mix and sour cream. And then you need a half a stick of pepperoni grated, and then some sliced for the outside. So you just blend that all. Mix it up in a bowl. You can use a mixer, whatever. You just want to blend it all together. And then you mold it into like a ball, a dome shape. And then you cover it with the slices of pepperoni and chill. I usually make it on the lid of a bowl and then put the bowl over it. And that way you can just serve it on the lid. Works pretty well. Serve it with Ritz crackers or with really any type of crackers, chips even. But it's not quite pizza, but it tastes amazing and it's easy to make and people will be impressed. And you can bring it to parties and whatnot. And there you have a perfect party cheese ball. The other appetizer that never fails to impress at a party. We like to call this crack sausage dip. Now, we call it crack sausage dip because it's shit's addicting. It is really, really good. You want to serve it with corn chips or tortilla chips. Some people do crackers, but I find something you can actually like scoop up with. So good. So it's a pound of Bob Evans sausage. You can use regular sausage, hot or not, whichever you prefer. I like the heat, so we use hot. And then 2 blocks of cream cheese cubed. You cannot use low or no fat cream cheese. This has got to be the real deal. Real fat cream cheese, put it in there. And then you get a can of those Rotel tomatoes with the diced chilies. Yeah. If you don't have Rotel tomatoes and diced chilies, just add some diced chilies to a can of tomatoes. And yeah, there you go. Don't drain that can. You need the juices. So you brown the sausage. And then you just kind of drain the grease of the sausage and then add the cream cheese and the tomatoes and you just blend it till it's smooth. That is crack sausage dip. Again, party pleaser. Everyone loves it. Fantastic appetizer, does not take that much work and travels well, especially if you have a crock pot. So, yeah, that is the two appetizers I would recommend if you want easy. The last one I'm going to throw out is a little tougher, but it's still not bad. Now, you can make this with either a half a pound of ground turkey or half a pound of beef. And then you want a cup of your favorite pasta sauce, either homemade, jarred, whatever, just whatever you would put on pasta with tomato base, pick that. A cup of either ricotta, cream cheese, or cottage cheese, whichever you put in lasagna, pick that. Or if you just want a more creamier thing, use cream cheese. Then a cup of mozzarella shredded. So you cook the turkey or the beef, and once it's cooked, you drain it and add the tomato sauce and simmer until it thickens a bit, about 3 to 5 minutes. You can use sausage in this, or if you want to do like a quarter pound of beef, quarter pound of sausage, you can do that too if you want more of a lasagna flavor. This is lasagna dip. I don't think I said that. Then you put the cottage cheese or cream cheese or ricotta cheese in the bottom of the dish of a baking dish. Put the sauce on it and then put the mozzarella on it and you bake it at 350 Fahrenheit until it's like light brown and bubbly. It's about 15-20 minutes. Just kind of keep an eye on it towards the end and you have lasagna dip. Lasagna dip goes wonderfully with bread or bruschetta or those baked bread chips. You can get pita chips like that and stuff that tastes like bread, really. Any type of bread or bread-like substance, toast, that type of thing goes really great with that. It does go pretty good with tortilla chips too, but these are all three dips that you can bring to holiday parties, and I hope that one of them makes its way to your table soon. Have a wonderful day.